You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Patrick, oh my God!
Home to the biggest guests and best sports talk on radio.
I love it!
One of my favorites!
Normally, home to Dan Patrick.
Hope you'll miss us.
But today, Dan and the Danettes are off.
Don't see another radio show behind my back, please.
And filling in, it's an Up On Game DP Takeover.
There we go.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Good morning, everyone. As you heard in the nice little intro over Dan Patrick, it's the Up On Game crew taking over for Dan Patrick this AM. Hopefully, we can give you a show as entertaining, as educational, as captivating, as polarizing. We want to destroy the airwaves with you this morning. I'm LeVar Arrington. We got my man TJ Hushmanzada. Apparently, Plexico Burris had a flat tire on his vacation. We'll be getting him in shortly. If it can happen, it will happen to Stretch Armstrong, TJ. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm good. How are you this morning, my man?
Hey, man, listen. I'm awake. I'm alive. I got the airwaves. We're on Dan Patrick's show. We got a great show lined up. I couldn't feel better.
Man, I'm right with you. Can't wait. Wonderful show ahead.
Here we go. So, all right, we got some great topics coming up. We got some great guests as well. In the 6:20 moment in time, we'll have Adam Kaplan, the FSR NFL insider. Later on in the show, we will have on another guest, a Lakers lead writer for Bleacher. We'll bring on Eric Pincus. So that should be good. Talk some basketball. Talk some football. Talk some sports, TJ. Talk some life, you know, on the Dan Patrick Show. So let's get going, man. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I want to jump into this first topic and get your opinion on it. There's a lot of free agency taking place. Obviously, the biggest news story right now in free agency is J.J. Watt asking for his release and getting released from the Texans. You know, there was this cryptic video that was pushed out by Tom Brady, and it's pushing, let's be clear, I don't want to start any unnecessary rumors or create any. I know you know the rule book, TJ. You hit me with the it's illegal for an entire segment last show. If you don't listen to Up On Game, make sure you check out Up On Game anywhere where you can load podcast. Subscribe, you know, give us some stars. But you said it was illegal to negotiate equity into a game. I still haven't found that. I'm still working on getting that information. But that's tabled for another time. Tom Brady comes out with a video talking about all I do is work out and win Super Bowls and, you know, anybody's welcome to come. Now, he was promoting his TB12 training, but TJ, we know last year around Super Bowl time, we saw a cryptic Hulu commercial come out with Tom Brady, and we couldn't tell if he was walking away or walking into the stadium. Very cool, very cryptic, but sent a message to the world on a Hulu commercial on Super Bowl. Now another commercial comes out, and I think it's a cryptic Batman sign going up in the air calling for all the dope free agents to come to Tampa Bay. If you are a J.J. Watt, if you're a Godwin who is on the team that just won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay and is now a free agent, if you're a free agent out there that can play, do you hightail it into Tampa Bay based off of what they have right now?
Well, it really depends on my situation, my standing in the NFL. For instance, if I'm a J.J. Watt and I look at it and they say, they reach out to my representatives, my representation, and they want me to come to Tampa, I consider it for sure because J.J. Watt is financially secure. He's financially secured his future. He's made a ton of money. Now, the thing is, in Tampa, sounds crazy that I'm about to say, do they need a J.J. Watt? Their defensive line is fine without him. would be much better with him. Do they need him? How much money does he want? Because when you listen to Bruce Arians' comments, he wants to run it back with pretty much the same cast of characters.
And why not?
They might add a player here or there. Now, Chris Godwin, he hasn't secured his financial future. Mm-hmm. He needs to do that. Now, if the money is close, you stay in Tampa. You have a good quarterback, but Chris Godwin is young. If he can get to a team that has a standout young quarterback, a good young offensive system, he might need to consider doing that and going that route, because Tom Brady's going to play, I believe, a maximum of 2 more years. And so Chris Godwin, a young guy, receiver, if he can get somewhere with a young quarterback, he should consider leaving. If not, you stay in Tampa, because there's nothing like winning and then win and secure your financial future at the same time.
Now, let me throw this one out you just to give some perspective, because a lot of times – I mean, it is the simplest of simple answers to say you got to go get the money, right? I agree. You got to go get the money. If you can secure yourself, like you said, financially, and another team is willing to compensate you at that level where you're super happy and you're super secure with where you're going in the future as a player, you probably have to take it, even if it's like Detroit, right? But let me ask you this. You know, I was having this conversation with one of the homies yesterday. And
hey, if the money's close, though, I don't know if I'm going to Detroit. I'm staying. But go
okay,
ahead. I'm
so that's interesting, because this is what I'm getting at. Say you stay, and maybe it's not as close, but it's close, but not as close. Like, it's like Detroit is offering you that bag. And Tampa's like offering you like, kind of like, you know, like a small briefcase, like a fanny pack, you know.
Oh, I'm going to Detroit.
You're going to go to Detroit?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you play this game for the glory and to go down in the history books. But ultimately, I don't care how many Super Bowls you win, how much success your team has. If you don't secure your family's financial future, you're not playing the game the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what it boils down to, because when you retire, them Super Bowls not paying your bills.
Mm. All right. Now, that's a conversation. And again, that's what I was saying. I was talking to the homie about yesterday, and we were talking about a retired player on average has about 3 years before their brand diminishes to the point of where you can't leverage it anymore. About 3 years. Now think about that. Like, first year you out of the league, they calling you, oh, hey, you won the Super Bowl, da da da, this that. We want to have a signing, private signing, come here. Oh, we're having a public signing, come in. Second year, little bit. Oh, come to the Super Bowl. Maybe not so much as much for the signings and the money, but come to the Super Bowl. Come hang out. Da da da. We're doing a party. Blase blah. Come help host. Da da da. This, that, and the other. Right. Year three, it's like you're still getting invites, but they're scarce. You don't hear them anymore. You know, some of those checks that were rolling in, them residual checks, that you start to realize that they're not coming in anymore. And now you're left to figure out, what do you do and how do you leverage it? I'm wondering, is that any different with playing on a Tom Brady Super Bowl team? If you have an amazing career and you didn't go somewhere else, like a Detroit, in a place where you probably most likely won't win at a high level, get a lot of exposure, get a lot of coverage, maybe, I don't know, but you go to a place where you don't have any more success. Is there more value in what you can leverage if you were to win with Tom versus going to a place where you're not going to win as much? Because to me, that was the question. Like, if I'm able to have so much production with Tom Brady that I end up being a Hall of Famer, and you're able to get those numbers as a Hall of Famer, you're now able to leverage being a Hall of Famer, and that would have been able to leverage that off of playing with Tom Brady. If I'm on the other side of the ball on the defense, it provides me opportunities as well because of how good they are on offense. Winning championships. Is that Is that more, is that enticing enough to say, well, I'd rather get the back end of what I can garner off of tremendous success? And Tampa isn't the greatest market for playing ball, but it's, if you're winning Super Bowls and you have major names like Tom Brady on the team and you're able to play with them, I mean, it brings a lot of attention and a lot of exposure that way. Is there any circumstance with Tom Brady that you would want to go there, even if you had what was perceivably a different opportunity? I know for me, I took less money. I had this kind of conversation and this type of moment with Brett Favre my last year in the league. Going into my last year, I became a free agent, and my choices were between going with Brett Favre and Green Bay and going to New York. And I was on the phone. Brett Favre calls me. He calls me. And I, you know, I'm like, I'm in New York. I was with AP, right? AP's recruiting me. I'm in New York City. I get a call on my cell phone. It's Brett Favre calling me, talking about let's go get a Super Bowl. Sure. So I'm sitting there. We got Plex in the building, by the way, y'all. He got the nail out of his tire and out of his toenail, and he's all bandaged up, and he's ready to go. So welcome, Stretch Armstrong, Plexico Birds, to the show. And I'll pose this to you after I finish the story, Plex. Brett hits me up, and he says, let's go get this Super Bowl. We're about one or two players away from going to get the Super Bowl. Now, here's the interesting thing. He was correct. They won the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. But he was incorrect because he left and didn't even play that season in Green Bay. So I would have went to Green Bay, and he wasn't even there. But the team that I ended up going to won the Super Bowl a year after I was done, and then Green Bay won it the year after. So what I'm saying is I had an opportunity to go play, which perceivably it didn't happen, but could have been playing with Brett Favre. I chose the market. I chose New York, plus the players that were on the team. Plexico was on that team. I chose the players and I chose the market over going to Green Bay, but I took less money. Plex, would you take less money and go play for Tom Brady, play with Tom Brady in Tampa, or take the check somewhere else based upon the financial security of it?
Hey, when I was a free agent back in 05, you know, I was kind of presented with the same situation. And, you know, I look at what J.J. Watt is going through. And I basically had a sit-down, end-of-the-year meeting with Coach Cowher. And, you know, Tommy Maddox was our quarterback. And then, obviously, you know, Ben came in. Hines and myself had just went for two back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. And at the end of the year, Coach Cowher, you know, he told me that, I want to be more involved in the offense. You know, I feel like I can do more. And Coach Cowher told me that, you know, he said, well, we're not going to change our offense for one person. And that kind of put me in a strange situation, because I wanted to remain in Pittsburgh because we had a great team. We had lost two AFC championship games to the Patriots. And come free agency time, you know, obviously, you know, everybody, you want to get paid what you think you deserve. But I basically put myself into a puzzle to each team that I went to go see. I went to go see the Minnesota Vikings. And Randy Moss had just left. And I'm saying to myself, why do I want to go to Minnesota and try to, you know, play in Randy Moss shoes of what he just left? It was absolutely legendary. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't going to happen. and then Carolina was on my board, and it, this kind of came out of nowhere, which really surprised me. You know, Steve Smith came out and said he didn't want to play with me. I didn't know what that was all about.
Oh, so, wow.
I know.
Steve be tripping.
Yeah, he said, we don't need Plexico here. It's not the Carolina way. You know, we have some young receivers that we're trying to build, and, you know, bringing him into the mix would just create a lot of problems. So I was like, wow, okay. So I actually kind of looked at it the other way. You know, me and
could you whoop Steve Smith?
From what I understand, he's a fourth or fifth degree black belt. The guy's breaking eye sockets.
So he's like a Greg Lloyd.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna leave him alone.
Okay. All right. And so,
you know, I'm saying to myself, the Giants weren't on my list, but then I kind of put myself into the puzzle. I play the X wide receiver, which is the weak side wide receiver. When I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm drawing a lot of double coverage because I'm on the backside. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? I need a tight end that can get open on the backside, draw some double teams, get down the field so I can get some one-on-one situation.
Yeah.
And it happened to be Jeremy Shockey.
Uh-huh.
And it was the best situation for me, so I ended up going to New York. So now I'm looking at J.J. Watt's situation. J.J. Watt has made all the money in the world. So he's not chasing money right now. He's ring chasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it as – I see him in one of three places. For him, he wants to win a championship, obviously. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer already.
Yep.
I think Kansas City, because if you put him in Kansas City, you put him on a defensive line, they will have the best front four in football.
Mm.
If he goes to Tampa Bay, it's the same situation. If you put him in Tampa Bay on that front four, they have the best front four in football. And – maybe Pittsburgh.
Because of his brother?
But because of his brother.
Man, I wouldn't want that. I love my brothers to death, but if my brother was J.J. Watt and I'm T.J. Watt, listen, I don't want that.
Listen, it will be a beautiful thing for them to play together. I think that's what they're trying to make happen in Pittsburgh. But if I'm J.J. Watt, I honestly believe that he's looking at Tampa Bay and Kansas City because he knows that it is his best chance to win a championship.
Hey, y'all.
That's where I think he'll end up.
We're going to continue this conversation with Adam Kaplan, FSR NFL Insider. But listen, do y'all have credit cards? Because if you and, Plex, I know you vacationing, and TJ, I know you got a ton of money. Y'all both played in markets where you could put a lot of money away. But listen, if you decide to get a credit card, any credit card can offer you cash back, right? But check this out. Only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Y'all ain't know that. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash. You already know there's cash inside it before you open it. But in this case, it's stuff with your first year cash back match. Cash back match, y'all. And you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback match only by Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. You didn't even know that was a live read until we got to the end. Y'all thought I was just conversating with y'all. We got a whole lot of show left to go. We got some great guys on the line right now filling in for Dan and the Danettes on the Dan Patrick Show. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more football. Y'all wake up. Good morning, y'all. Yeah, the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Say it loud! Ah! Welcome back to the Dan Patrick Show with the Up On Game crew. We're filling in for, obviously, the great Dan Patricks and Patricks. I keep saying Patrick because I want to say the Danettes. Plural. Dan Patrick is singular, but he kind of isn't. He's kind of all over the place everywhere because, well, he's Dan Patrick. All right, welcome back to the show. I'm LeVar Arrington. I got my man TJ Hushman's out of here. Plexico Burris. Yeah, we're going to take some calls too. We're going to bring in a guest, and we're going to talk some more football, and we're going to talk some NFL, and we're going to talk this free agency thing. When y'all call in, keep it on topic. When y'all call up on game, y'all get off topic. I don't like it. stay on topic, all right? And we're going to take y'all calls. If y'all don't stay on topic, we're going to cut you off and we're not going to take no calls. I'm just letting y'all know, 877-996-6369. Let's bring our next guest. He's going to chime in on this. He knows a little bit about the NFL. He's an insider for, obviously, FSR, NFL. Adam Kaplan, what's going on, boss? How you feeling?
Guys, good to talk to you. I promise I will stay on topic. I will not stray away.
Please do. Please, because this is one of the biggest pet peeves is when you say something, you know, well, we're talking about the color red, and then they come in and they talk about something totally different, like broccoli or carrots or something like that. But anyways, Adam, talk to me. We've been having the debate about free agency. Yeah. Tom Brady has this uncanny ability to be able to send out the signal to recruit without getting caught up into tampering or anything like that. I don't know if you saw the video of him saying, all I do is win Super Bowls and you know, do things, and you're welcome to join me. But we had the discussion, do you choose winning and do you choose to try to win with Tom Brady at this point? If you're a free agent, if it's JJ Watt, if it's Chris Godwin, who's on the team that has now become a free agent, does Tampa Bay become a hot spot to make the decision to forego maybe even money to go try to win?
Yeah, and LeVar, it depends on the situation. So let's talk about Tampa Bay for a second here. First of all, they've got a cap challenge. They've got a bunch of free agents that they have that they'd like to resign. One of them, chief of them, is the great Chris Godwin, who's on the final year of his rookie contract. He just said that will expire in March. And this is a guy talking to the Bucs they thought was their best offensive player in 2019. Dropped off a little bit, had some injuries, but still had a good year. His role kind of changed with Antonio Brown there. But when you really look at the Bucs situation, with Brady coming back this year, it's just about trying to win another ring. And if you're somebody who wants another ring, you're going to be interested in going there. But you're not going to be able to get a market deal. That's what you have to understand if you're a free agent. Like a J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was going to make $17.5 million. In cash, he's not going to make anywhere close to that. Now, his agent, Tom Condon, could get him a deal that could get close with incentives, but he's not going to get that. So here's what J.J. has to understand. If you want to go win, go to Green Bay. That's one of the teams I'm told that likes him. You can go to Cleveland. It's out there. Cleveland Plain Deal reported that they're into him. That they like him. He wants to go win. By the way, it's all about winning for him. The culture was terrible in Houston last season. But to answer your question, to me, money is always first, and you guys know better than I. You played. But talking to players for 21 years in this business, money is always important. But when you've got enough money, isn't it all about the ring?
Okay.
Right. And that's what I said. I believe when you're J.J. Watt and your financial future is secure, you have to go to the best situation where you can now try to secure your football legacy with the Super Bowl. So I'm with you on that. Now, let's stay in Tampa Bay. When you look at it and you hear Bruce Arians say they pretty much want to run it back with the same cast of characters, we know that that's going to be virtually impossible. How do you foresee the Leonard Fournette, the Antonio Browns? Do you see either one of those guys coming back or both?
Well, here's the thing with AB. He's another guy that's going to have to be willing to accept a less than market deal because of we know about his injury, not his injury history, his off-the-field history. You've got that. Assuming Godwin comes back, and I highly believe he's going to come back, you got Mike Evans. He's just not going to be a guy who's going to be their top or second pass target. So that means you're not going to get as much money. That's just the reality of the situation. To answer your question, they're going to get, I believe they'll get one of those guys back. I don't know about both. Now, with Fournette, remember, Bruce Arians is a big Ronald Jones fan. Ronald Jones, a little bit inconsistent, former second-round pick of 2018, good football player, came on the season, but you saw what happened. We had playoff Lenny in the playoffs. He came on. But Fournette's been humbled a little bit. He's not going to get even anywhere close to market deal elsewhere. His most value will be to the Bucks, not to anyone else at this point.
Interesting.
Very
good. Wow. I do believe that I really do believe that Tom Brady is tampering on the low. I really do believe that.
Yeah,
I really believe he's
tampering.
Here's
the thing. Players do this all the time. They never, unless it's a personnel guy doing it, unless it's a head coach gonging the record. I actually, when I worked for Fox Sports in 2010 or 2011, I had a scoop on, unfortunately, the late someone with the Lions, as a matter of fact, someone with the Lions was tampering, and the Chiefs put in a tampering charge. They filed with the league, and the Lions wound up giving up a seventh-round pick. But players, they're not going to go after a player. You've seen players recruit for years. They never get in trouble, so I don't see it. I don't see it.
Hmm. All right, let's shift gears a little bit in terms of the NFL. There's some big stories out here, obviously, and I'd love for you to touch on the Russell Wilson situation. There's been a lot of debate. Is this really as big a deal as it's been made in the media, or is it just a slow moment in time post-Super Bowl?
All right, so L.A., here's what happened. So on Dan Patrick's show last week, I, like a lot of people, saw the quotes out there in social media, and I'm like, whoa, this is not like Russell Wilson. He never does this. He never criticizes anyone. He doesn't usually go on the record if he has any issues. So I listened to the sound clip a couple of days ago. It was completely different than I had expected, because Dan kept asking follow-up questions to get him on the record. Does he want input on personnel decisions or moves or whatever? And after a series of questions, then he said, yeah, you know what? I like to have input. But it wasn't as though he came out firing and said, you know what, Dan, my career, I want input. I saw Brady doing it. You guys just mentioned about Brady recruiting players and Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and others. You saw what Deshaun Watson's doing. He wanted input. He wanted to be involved in the GM search. So this is just Russell speaking up here. But I could tell you, there are teams around the National Football League that believe after 21 that the Seahawks might move him, because it would be a lot easier to get out of his contract.
Mm.
Now, you bring up Deshaun Watson. That, to me, is the biggest story in the league. Obviously, he wants out, yep. And Houston, yep, is on record saying, we are not going to move him. And they almost have me convinced that they really aren't going to move him. Do you see that working out? Because you don't want the face of your franchise disgruntled and unhappy, and you're saying, I'm not going to trade you.
Yeah, and here's the thing with Watson. He's had issues with certain things that went on last season. The culture was terrible. The GM candidates I spoke to, that interview with the Texans, that came up from ownership. They want to know how they're going to change the culture. But there's too many impediments for him to return. That's the way he sees it. It's the front office setup. It's not the new GM, Nick Caserio. It's Jack Easterby and his involvement. It's just the way that they've handled situations. He had asked to be involved in the GM search. He was not involved in it, according to two people I spoke with. Despite what the Texans said, he didn't feel like he was involved in it. I had a GM tell me, he goes, it's only going to get worse for Deshaun and the club. The first time you'd want to trade him, if you're going to do that, would be around the draft, because you're going to want compensation in this year's draft if you're going to move him. They could say all they want. Let's put it this way, Deshaun Watson. We'll know how serious he is when he doesn't show up to regular season games. You guys know, as former players, right, guys don't like missing paychecks. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Go ahead, Plex.
Hey, since we're talking about different players, we're talking about Russell Wilson, yeah, his situation in Seattle. We're talking about Deshaun Watson. Let's talk about my boy. Do you think my boy OBJ will be in Cleveland next year?
Let's remember, though, he's coming off a torn ACL, okay? He's got a very significant contract. And we know there are rumors about Brady, but I don't see it. Let's put it this way. I don't see him going to Tampa, okay? I don't see him going to Tampa because of his contract and his injury history. But the guy's an unbelievable talent. You got to be with he's got to be with a good veteran winning team if he gets traded. I wouldn't rule out him getting traded. I do not see it in any way, shape, or form going to Tampa Bay as we speak right now.
Does he still hold the value of OBJ before this injury?
He can't.
Oh, geez.
No, because he's coming off an ACL. And look, with him, it's never been about talent or performance. It's been about his injury history. He's had a pretty significant injury history. And he's got a big contract. Let's not forget about that.
I mean, well, in this day and age, his contract is actually it's not as big as it's going to be, considering what these receivers in this free agency are going to get. I'm going to stay with Deshaun Watson, man. You're crystal ball. Is he a Houston Texan next year, or isn't he?
I'm going to say he's going to be traded. Okay, this is just my opinion. This is not what anyone has told me. Well, I would say there's one GM thinks he'll wind up getting traded because he just doesn't think it's going to end well. But I do think he'll wind up getting traded. I don't know how it's going to – I don't know if it's going to be in April, right before the draft, whether it's in August. I remember, guys, I'll give you a little story. 3 years ago, actually, talking to the Raiders in June of 2018, they told me under no certain terms would Khalil Mack be traded. No way, no how. He's our guy. We'll wait for him to come in. Well, John Gruden, the head coach of the Raiders who has personnel control, got sick and tired of waiting. They started taking calls in late August. You know what happened. They wound up trading him. So people always talk tough in the spring. Look, there's nothing going on, as you guys know. We all know there's nothing, literally nothing going on right now. Once there are games to be played, once there's pressure, that changes everything.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, Adam. Adam Kaplan of FSR NFL Insider. You plugging anything? You got anything else going on? Any big stories you're working on?
Yeah, I have a couple we're going to talk about on our Saturday segments. But follow me on Twitter, at Kaplan NFL, C-A-P-L-E-N NFL. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you coming on. All right, TJ Plex, let's talk about what Adam spoke about in this situation. And looking at getting draft compensation, getting the value of this year's draft, if you're going to get rid of Deshaun Watson, and talking about the whole free agency carousel that will take place, the draft taking place, new coaches. Let me ask you guys this one. Should Urban Meyer be thinking about trying to get Deshaun Watson? And if that's the case, are you okay with giving up the opportunity to bring in Trevor Lawrence into Jacksonville? Is that a bigger squeeze of what you got going on with Deshaun Watson coming in and what you would have to give up? Is that almost an up and up fair trade? How does that happen? What needs to happen for something like that? And is it, you know, does that make sense?
If I'm Jacksonville, so number one, the Houston Texans will absolutely never trade Deshaun Watson
to
within their division.
Right,
I mean, okay. They're a division opponent. They play each other twice. But it would be something that I'm, if I'm Houston, that I would consider for
you mean
sure.
Jacksonville?
No, either one.
Oh, either one considers it.
Because if you're Jacksonville, you look at it and say, am I a quarterback away from winning? Do I want to take on this salary? Deshaun Watson is unquestionably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but with him going to Jacksonville, or does that put them over the top? So now you have this quarterback making this enormous salary. You guys aren't ready to win. It's kind of counterproductive. Whereas if you drafted a Trevor Lawrence, you can groom him and try to put the pieces around him while he's on a rookie contract. And so you got to look at so many different aspects of it, but everybody believes that Trevor Lawrence is a generational quarterback. Deshaun Watson has shown that he is that. I don't believe Jacksonville would move off that number one spot because Trevor Lawrence has that type of promise. I don't see him doing it.
Hold on, Plex. Because here's what we're going to do right now. That's kind of like a tease. That's a cliffhanger. You heard what TJ had to say about Trevor Lawrence. Do you trade? Do you take Deshaun? Do you not? Do you not? Do you not? Do you not? Do you? Do you? Do you? I don't know.
Right.
All right. But we're going to hear Plexico's opinion on this on the other side of a break. You know why? Because that's what you do in great radio, and I'm sure Dan Patrick would be really proud of us that we did a tease. That's what's called a tease, people. That's professionals being professionals. You like that? Did y'all like that? You like that play on how it works? Listen, we're going to pay some bills, and as soon as we pay these bills, I can promise you we're going to come back. We may, caller, stay where you're at, and if you aren't on the line, maybe you call in and you could give us some great perspective. We'll think about reintroducing this. But Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Jacksonville, do you – take Trevor Lawrence? Do you take Deshaun Watson? Try to figure that out. I don't know. Let's talk about it. The call line is 877-996-6369. You'll hear Plexico. You'll hear me on the other side of the break giving our opinion based off of what we heard TJ say. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show with the Up On Game crew filling in.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dance the night away. I want to rock with you.
That's a nice early morning. That's a nice early morning groove right there.
Girl and boys, we are back on the radio airwaves. You're listening to us, and we're doing the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, yeah.
Relax your mind.
Woo!
Sit back and feel our points, and you feel our beats.
I see that. He didn't catch that, though.
You're so funny.
He didn't catch that, though.
Nah, I did catch it. Go ahead, give it to me again. What was it? I missed it. Anyway,
he was trying to drown you out, and you was at an alto, and when he turned the music up, you tried to go soprano, and it didn't happen.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It didn't happen.
Okay, didn't all right. Darn. Nah, I had to just keep going. You know, when you get caught in that Michael Jackson spirit, you just got to keep going. Especially when you're on the Dan Patrick Show and the Up On Game crew. That was me with my smooth, silky voice. You know, LeVar Arrington, you know, I like to sing. You know, I was crushing that thing. My man TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burrs. They were singing background. You heard all that background, like catching it with what I was doing and with my vocals. That was TJ.
That boy can sing.
He can sing, boy. Chocolate. Hey, if you want to hear us sing, make sure you go check out our podcast, Up On Game. You know, wherever you download your podcast, get your stuff from. Go there. Subscribe. Check us out. Tell a friend. We're always on Saturdays from 1 to 3, all right, Eastern time. Check us out. You know, we have a good time, and we're always putting you up on game, thus the name
just
of the show.
Just push the button.
Yeah,
just
so.
Push the button.
Plex, what do you say? I mean, listen, the whole generational talent deal, it's kind of, I get it, TJ, but it's kind of, that's kind of like running a little thin with me these days, you know?
Right. Hey, TJ, you know what, man? I'm really kind of disappointed in you this morning for using those kind of words.
Here we
man.
Go.
And you know, hey, you know what? We usually agree on a lot of things that we speak on because I would like to think that we have a like mind, you know, playing the same position.
So you're basically saying you don't think
you can't just jump out the window and say this man is a generational talent. We don't know that he could be Ryan Leaf for all we know.
Who?
We don't know if this guy's a generational talent, barring injury or whatever the case may be. Listen, if he's injury free, which he's not already, a shoulder, so we don't know how that's going to work out. But you can't just jump out the window and say that this man is going to be a generational talent just because of all the accolades and everything that he's accomplished in college.
How'd you get drafted in the first round? Because of everything you accomplished in college.
Right. LeVar Arrington, I get it.
How'd you get drafted in the first round?
Well, it was because really everything. Good, you know?
But it was, you were but a generational talent.
I ain't
going to
say I was a generational talent.
Get out of here.
I just was really good.
I was
dominant.
When it comes to quarterbacks, it's been John Elway.
Yep.
Andrew Luck, where they said, oh, man, this kid is can't miss.
And look at how that ended up for one of the two.
But what I'm saying, Andrew Luck, when he played, he was fantastic. Was he generational?
No.
He was fantastic. The reason they say that about Trevor Lawrence is this. When have you seen a true freshman come in at a powerhouse like Clemson, beat out the starter in Kelly Bryant, who led Clemson to a great year the year prior, and wins a national championship? You don't see kids coming in as freshmen doing what Trevor Lawrence did. That's why they're dubbing him a generational talent. The dude lost
and
two.
So are you.
And I believe he's that good. I've been fortunate enough to see him live in person, and I'm like, oh, well, this kid can really play. And so that's why I say I'm actually seeing him on the field.
So you didn't feel like he got exposed in that last game he played in?
He didn't
because I felt like he got exposed. I felt like he got, and I said this, we debated this. I felt like he got outplayed by the other quarterback, Justin Fields, on the other side of the ball. And I thought that he did not handle the pressure well
when it came down to it, the game was on the line. He needed to deliver. He was holding the ball too long. He was getting flushed out. He was taking hits. I just felt as though Ohio State exposed him.
I wouldn't say exposed. I mean, he played a good game. It did. Justin Fields play better that game?
Much better. He played much better.
I wouldn't say he played much better, but I thought Justin Fields played better. But you're not going to have your best all the time. His mental makeup, his ability to play big in big games, and what he did at Clemson, the dude lost two games, bro. Two games in 3 years. You just don't see that.
I get it. A lot of guys that play – well, few of them who played quarterback in college lost, you know, two or three games. So that doesn't automatically just make them generational. But getting back to this whole Urban Meyer, Jacksonville versus Houston, Texas.
And Deshaun Watson, right, yeah, come on. Because do have to add that into the equation, right. Because I feel much safer with a guy that's as young as Deshaun Watson is with the upside that he has. So that needed to be a part of what we're saying with Trevor Lawrence. So right. Go ahead.
You two are trading. If
I didn't Houston say that it. Yet. I didn't say that yet. I want to perplex it.
I haven't even said anything yet. I do agree with you on the fact that I don't believe that the Houston Texans would trade Deshaun Watson in the division. They would be an absolute fool to do that. But I'm looking at the Urban Meyer and the whole Trevor Lawrence thing with the shoulder, you know, whatever that case may be. But we're talking about getting value for Deshaun Watson. If the Houston Texans trade him to either Jacksonville or anywhere else, if the Houston Texans acquire, three first-rounders in the next 3 years, I don't believe that value that the Houston Texans would receive over the next few years is going to be the value of what Deshaun Watson is worth. Mm. I just don't think that because – you know, how many guys have we seen come in the first round, top 10 picks, who haven't, you know, went out and done the things that we expect for them to do? So I don't think that Deshaun Watson is leaving. I've been saying that for the past month. His value to that organization is more than they can allow to let him walk out of the building. And sending him to Jacksonville, which really makes no sense, if – you know, Urban Meyer wants to have success right now. We all know that Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence right now. Yes. Because we haven't seen him go out and play. But for him, for you to say he's a generational talent right now, that I do not agree with.
I think there are a lot of factors that play into all of this, but in reality, if I could get rid of a situation where he doesn't want to necessarily be there and I can find a way to get Trevor Lawrence out of the situation, I think that that's something that you have to entertain as you move forward. Speaking of entertain, we are entertaining you. This is LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. This is the Dan Patrick Show with the Up On Game crew filling in. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.